Good morning, everybody, especially all of you young people and you children. It's really good to be here and being able to have an impact in your lives, talk to you, even though we're not here in the church. We're here now, but you're not. But we know that you're listening online, and that's great. We want to welcome you. How many of you were outside this week? Walking, riding bikes, playing in the puddles. Isn't it amazing how God has brought spring so fast how he's brought that around, and now we can enjoy spring. And I hope that you're getting outside and doing lots of outside stuff now, because there's lots to see and learn. We're going to be talking a little bit about all the things God has made, and especially about you this morning. Does anybody remember what we were talking about last week? We were talking about God's great rescue plan, and we all need rescuing. And what do we need rescuing from? Do you remember? We need rescuing from sin. That's what we need. We need to be rescued from our sin. And today, we want to talk about how God made you, and he loves you so much. This morning I've got a whole bunch of animals in front of me here this morning, because you know it's so unique to think about how unique God's creation is and how he's created his earth and all of the animals and you and I. We see these animals here. These are ones on this side are from Africa, most of them, I think. And they mostly live in Africa, and that's the only place they live. So they're unique. You can see the lion and the rhinoceros and the cheetah and the big elephant and many of these animals that just live in Africa. Very unique. God has created them to live there, and he has a purpose for them there in that country. And over on this side, well, we live in Canada. And we have all of these animals in Canada. Did you know that the beaver is the Canadian iconic animal? So that is a very special animal. And you ever think about the beaver, how God has made a beaver so that he can build a dam? That's amazing. He can cut sticks, chew them down trees, and build a dam. And every one of these animals is very unique and special, and has a purpose in God's plan. The horse. How many of you like horses? I like horses. I like animals as a whole, except when I'm being chased by a bear or a cow is chasing me. Now, I haven't been chased by a bear. I hope I never do yet to be chased by a bear, but I've been chased by a cow. And thanks to God, it didn't hurt very much. So, these are very interesting. All of these animals are unique, and they have a purpose in God's plan, wherever they live. So it's the same for you and I. The Psalms 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's, and everything in the world, and all who live in it." That's Psalms 24:1. God created it all, he owns it all, and it all belongs to him. It all brings glory to his name. You too are unique. You're one of a kind. You don't forget what I'm going to say right now, because you're going to have times in your lives when you're really discouraged and you're going through difficulties. And don't ever forget that you are unique. And you're one of a kind, created with purpose and great value by God in heaven. Just the way God made you, you are unique. You do not need to ever be ashamed or compare yourselves to anyone else. You just don't need to do that, because God does not make junk. He makes everything perfect and for his purpose. Did you know that when God made you, he made you one of a kind? There is nobody else in the world, now, past, present, or future, that is like you. When he made you, he broke the mold. In other words, he threw that mold away and he started over on the next person. You are unique in God's plan and the way that he made you. So don't ever think that you're nothing, because you are. You're lots. So in Genesis 1:27, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them male and female. God loves you. Let's read Psalms 139, 13 to 18a. This is a very interesting passage of scripture that talks about this. King David started out to be a shepherd boy. He looked after the sheep. Where are the sheep here? There's one right there. There's a sheep. He looked after sheep in the field before God called him to be the king of Israel. So he learned a lot about life. And he come to this conclusion in Psalms 139, 13 to 18. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, how well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. Wow. God was involved with our creation in our mother's womb. He was there. He made us. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Wow. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. That's a big wow. Because to understand that before we were even born, God knew what every day was going to look like for us. That's how much he cares for us. He cares for us so much. So let's all say this verse together. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That's how much God loves us. He is willing to go to the cross to die for our sins. And last week, remember, we talked about the wordless walking stick. This week I got a bracelet, and we want to keep going over this. And online, we have a place where you can go to a link, and young people, you can fill out a questionnaire there. And I think that I'm going to line up a prize for those who answer the questionnaire and hand it in every week. So it'd be good for you to do that. And if I can get enough of these, we're going to give you one of these. So the first color is heaven, is gold. God created the heaven. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God created it perfect in every way. God created this earth like gold, better than gold. It was absolutely perfect. But we ruined that when we sinned. Our sin has ruined creation. It has ruined our relationship with God to be rescued. So Jesus' blood shed on the cross for us is God's great rescue plan for us. And when we come into that plan, when we say yes to God, I believe that Jesus came and died for my sins, I surrender my life to you, then the Lord washes us white as snow. He washed me and I shall be whiter than snow. And then God gives us the Holy Spirit so we can grow in our faith in the Lord Jesus. So those are the things that we can think about this week. Be thankful the way for who you are. You're unique, you're special, and you always will be. God has a very special purpose and plan for your life. And he wants you to find that, and you can find it in him. So remember to look up online and do the exercises, and Let me just pray for you as we close. Heavenly Father, we are thankful today. I'm thankful, Father, for all of the young people, the children that are watching. Lord, and praying that you would touch their lives just greatly and encourage them. Help them to see how special and unique that they are, and help them to see that you love them so much and you have a special purpose for their life. Thank you, Father, for all you do for us. Help us to be thankful in our lives every day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.